Scripture readings taken from also Hebrews chapter 4 verses 1 through 13.
今日讀經經文係希伯來書4章1至13節。
We will first read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋首先用英文啟應方式讀，然後再用廣東話啟應方式讀。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 1. God's promise of entering his rest still stands. So we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to experience it. For only we who believe can enter his rest. As for the others, God said, "In my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my place of rest, even though this rest has been ready since he made the world." But in the other passage, God said, "They will never enter my place of rest." So God set another time for entering his rest, and that time is today. God announces through David, much later in the words already quoted, "Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts." So there is a special rest still waiting for the people of God. So let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey God, as the people of Israel did, we will fall. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes. And he is the one to whom we are accountable.
Hebrews 4:1. 我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。 但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说，我在路中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。 又有一处说，他们断不可进入我的安息。 所以过了多年，就在大卫的书上又限定一日，如以上所引的说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。 这样看来，必令有一安息日的安息，为神的子民存留。 所以我们务必竭力进入那安息，免得有人学那不顺从的样子跌倒了。 并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显现显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
God bless the readers and hearers of his word.
神祝福听的和读的句话的人。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message is Participation in the Rest of God.
今天程牧师所讲的题目是参与神的安息。
If you've been with us over the last several weeks, we're in the midst of looking at the letter to the Hebrews.
如果你有上个礼拜同我一起的时候，你知道我们是一直在看这个的希伯来书。
And as we've already seen, this letter to suffering Christians is full of exhortations, sharp exhortations, as well as comforting comfort.
我们看到这个的经文里面一直不单止有一些去刺人心的说话，也都里面有多的安慰。
And as you see in the first slide here, thanks so much, Caleb, that we've come to the point of belief.
我们去到一个的讲到信这个问题。
Belief, the mental acceptance of a fact as the truth.
咩叫信呢？就话你去有一个嘅确定，知呢一样嘢系啱嘅。
You see, believing that George Washington is a historical figure, first president of the United States, you can believe that to be true.
譬如话你信呢个华盛顿系美国第一个历史上嘅总统你信呢样嘢系啱嘅。
But
但系
belief in that statement to be true won't give you rest for your soul.
咁但系你信头先呢句嘅说话唔会喺你嘅灵魂上边有任何嘅安息。
And that's why that first line, faith that pleases God.Is belief, which is believing the truth, can't just believe in anything, right? Plus trust.
咁但佢讲咗一样嘢就话即系你头脑上面嘅信但唔会俾到你有呢个嘅真正嘅信靠喺里边。
Again, I have to stress this because I hope you don't miss this, and it's in the text. Belief, mental acceptance of fact of a fact is truth.Will simply not bring you to rest.
咁就话一个头脑上面嘅相信唔会带来你喺灵魂上边嘅安息。
So you have to keep a subtle distinction here between belief and trust.
咁所以信其实都有唔同嘅层面，一个系头脑上嘅信，一个系打从心底里边一个嘅信靠。
And if you're a human being, you and I, right?That has to be clear. Because it's necessary, faith, this type of faith with trust is necessary to have rest in this life.
咁真正嘅信心就话你会喺呢个嘅信里边能够得到呢个嘅安息。
Caleb, if you don't mind, go back to verse 2.
我去睇翻第二节。
Again, I have up here the New Living Translation.Which is more of a conversational English type of translation, easier. But some of the problems with a translation like that is if you want particulars of words correlating to the original languages, it makes it harder.
咁我哋会一齐睇第二节，咁但系第二节我哋要睇一个嘅英文嘅译本嘅时候，好多时都带唔出呢个原文嘅意思。
But the concept, the verse 2, is.As some scholars have said, like Leon Morris, the attitude of trusting God wholeheartedly.
咁喺呢个嘅好多时候佢讲到就话，对于一啲嘅学者佢对呢个里边有几完全嘅相信呢
？That's what it means to rest a faith, a belief that has trust.
安息就话呢个嘅。在这个信里面是有一个完全的信靠在里面的。
And that's important to grasp. That's important to know. And, Caleb, if you don't mind verse 3.
在第三节也这么说。
Then that first line of verse 3, that opening line, now we who have believed enter, says the NIV, enters that rest.
正如第三節他說, 但我們已經相信的人得以進入那安息。
Again, acknowledging that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Savior of the world.
我們信耶穌基督是這個世界的救主，拯救這個世界。
Just acknowledging that will not give you rest in this life.
你只是說知道你一件事，不會給你有這個真正的安息。
But trusting in Him and what He has done for you will give you rest for your souls.
但如果你信得過祂，你真正相信祂所做的事，就會得到了。
Or to put it more simply, because again we have the children here today, trust brings rest. If you can remember that one, you're on your way. Trust brings rest.
很簡單來說，你真正的相信會帶來一個安息。
And what trust is talking about? Trust in Christ's sacrificial death begins our rest.
那我們信什麼呢? 就是信到神這個為我們犧牲，而令到我們最終得到安息。
The cross of Christ gives us rest from the burden of guilt for our sins and our gnawing consciences.
那這個神這個在十字架上的犧牲，將我們在這個良知上的罪的重擔去拿走了。
Secondly, trust in Jesus' character as the Almighty God and the loving Savior of the world gives us rest as we place our burdens upon Him.
另一方面就說我們都將我在世上的重擔也都是交給祂。
It's like if you're a parent and you have a little child, small child, they rest very well in your arms.
例如如果你是父母的时候，小孩子、小孩子，他们在你的怀里面去睡觉，睡得非常舒服。
And so the principle is simple, but the application is hard, as you know, as human beings, right? The more trust in Christ, the more rest you'll get.
你信得耶稣基督更加多的时候，你得到的安息会更加多。
And again, there's so many examples of that through the history of Christendom, right? Like, for example, Hudson Taylor.
你看看戴德生。
Hudson Taylor is the founder of China Inland Mission.
是中国一个Hudson
Taylor.
No, I mean the mission.
China Inland Mission.
中国的内地会的创办人。
And Hudson Taylor, again, testifies to the truths of Hebrews 4.
他证明了很多人的错处。
Because his son, again, if you know anything about Hudson Taylor and inland, the inland areas of China and how hard it was to go there and live there, you'll know that, wow, Hudson Taylor needed a lot of rest in Christ.
如果你知道他在內地會裏面的工作有多艱難，住在當時中國的困難的時候，你就會看到其實他在神裏面的信靠和安息有多大。
And his son writes in a book that Mr. Taylor often would get up 2 or 3 a.m. in the morning because he couldn't really sleep. But he'd be prayerfully singing his favorite hymn, Jesus, I'm resting in the joy of what thou art.
戴德生的儿子写了一本书，他讲到他爸爸每一晚，因为很多的事情令他睡不着，每一晚两点三点会起身，去唱他最喜欢的一首的诗歌，又说我安躺在神的怀里边。
Now that should tell you there's a difference between physical rest, which you do need, by the way, and a deep inner rest in Christ.
我們有兩種的休息，一個是身體上的一個休息，也是另一方面在屬靈上，我們去信靠在神裏的安息。
That you need even more than physical rest.
我們對於在屬靈上的休息和安息和信靠，比我們在身體上的休息的需要更加大。
And so you can have that if you believe and trust in what what Jesus has done.
如果你信得过耶稣为你做嘅事嘅时候, 你就可以会有呢一切嘅.
This is probably a very big understatement to make, but it is a fact, right? You presently live in the most workaholic culture in the history of the world.
如果我讲这句话，可能有啲人觉得唔系好同意，但我觉得其实今日我哋住喺呢个世界系一个非常之热爱啊热衷于工作翻工嘅世界。
And New York City is the capital of the most workaholic culture ever in the world.
而喺纽约市，可以话系好多工作狂佢哋聚居嘅地方。
Slide three. So I hope you perk up then to this message, because we're going to look at what is this rest in Christ, why should you seek it, and the struggle to attain it.
咁我会讲三个问题，就话第一咩叫做喺神里边嘅信靠，第二点解你要寻求呢个嘅安息同埋信靠，第三我点样样可以得到。
Okay, first, what specifically is the author of Hebrews talking about in Hebrews 4 concerning rest? This deep inner rest that you need.
咁喺呢个希伯来书第四章里边，去讲到点样叫做喺基督里边嘅安息咧？
Well, I know you guys were paying attention when we read the text. 8 times in 11 verses that word rest appears. 8 times in 11 verses it appears.
咁喺呢十一节里边，里边有八次佢提到安息。
So there are at least two levels, probably more, of rest. In other words, multiple meanings of that word rest.
我睇到就话安息呢个字啊，有几个唔同嘅，最低限度两个唔同嘅层面。
Let me use the analogy of physical sleep as an example. You and I need physical sleep, right?
你同我都要去瞓觉。
But sleep will not really refresh you at night unless you get what? Rapid eye, deep sleep, right?
咁但系你就咁去瞓觉，好多时候瞓醒啦，你都唔觉得个人咧好精神，除非话你真系瞓得好好，即系
you know,
一个安眠嘅状态里边。Right?
Your moms are saying, yeah, tell me about it, right? Tell me about it.
好多阿妈都非常之同意。
Carol, right? Laughing, tell me about it.
陈太笑得最开心。
What do you know, right? She's right. What do I know, right? You know that. You know you need that. Otherwise, you're like a vegetable in your brain, right?
Yeah, 你每日瞓得唔好嘅时候，好似成个行尸走肉咁样。
To wake up refreshed in the morning, you need that rapid eye sleep. Some of it, at least.
你要朝头早真系起身嘅时候，好精神爽利。你夜晚一定要瞓得好好。
But the Bible is saying here, external rest, physical, emotional rest from your labor is not all that you need.
他说在从你的劳苦重担之后的休息，瞓觉是不足够的。
You need a deeper inner rest too. It's only found in the gospel, in Jesus Christ.
他说唯有在耶稣基督里面的福音，要找到在神你的内里面真正的安息。
And no amount of vacations,
你去多少个放多少次假,
can cure you from restlessness.
你都唔会令到你喺个人系可以轻松一啲。
So that means you and I have to learn how to attain this deep inner rest.
因为你同我都需要去寻求呢个内里真正嘅安息。
I want to show you that this is all over the place in the Bible. Think back for a moment.
你谂下。
To Genesis, the account of creation.
你谂翻起呢个嘅创世记。
God created, right? It says God created and God rested.
咁佢讲到话神创造一切，然后跟住佢去休息。
Now, you ready for the quiz?
我想问你一个问题。
How could God rest from his work?
神点样喺佢嘅工作里边能够去休息咧？
Think about that one. Does God get physically weary?
神会唔会系佢自己真系觉得好攰嘅咩？
Is he like you and I? You know, when I guess some of us, many of you, were here digging, and doing a lot of manual labor this week around here. And, you know, after a few minutes of that, you got to stop and rest, right?
这个礼拜很多人在外面去帮手去修理，可能做了几组了，你已经觉得很累了。
Does God, Almighty God, Maker of heavens and earth, have to do that?
这个永生全能的神会不会都是这样的呢？
Does God get emotionally weary?
也都神会不会在这个情感上面觉得很疲累的呢？
I obviously know, right? He's perfect. You and I are not. We have to rest after we hammer, you know, hammer a few nails into the wood beam. After a while, wow, my arm is tired. I gotta rest.
You
go on, I gotta rest.
你同我可能咧去啊抌钉抌几下就好攰吓，但系全能嘅神佢唔会。
God's not in that condition. So what in the world does it mean? That God rested in Genesis 2:2. God rested after He created.
咁喺呢个创世记第二章第二节，佢话神佢便休息。咁呢究竟休息有咩意思喺度咧？
Well, if you go back to the context of Genesis 2, you'll see what it means. When it says God rested, it means He was satisfied. Satisfied as He looked at what He did. Satisfied.
当在这个创世纪第二章第二节说神做物的工已经完毕，在第七日揭了他一切的工，安息了，他里面带着一个话神很满足，很满意他所做的事。
And how do we know that?
我们怎么知道？
Margaret tipped us off when she said, you know, in the introduction, when we all came in, what did she use that word? Good. God said, it is good.
咁喺海棠外领诗嘅人，佢都讲到话神系好嘅。
That means it's finished. It's good.
当神话系，当神话系好嘅时候，即系话一样嘢已经完成咗，结束咗啦。
See, he's able to lay it down because he was pleased in what he accomplished and what he did.
所以他第二节他说就在第七日揭了他一切的功，他一切已经做完了，他可以去安息。
That's the meaning of deep inner rest. That's what you need, even more than physical rest.
所以这个就是你和我除了在这个的肉身上面的睡觉，更加需要一个内里的信靠和安息。
See, we're made in the image of God. The Bible makes that clear.
在圣经说我们是按着神的形象而去做。
And because we're made in the image of God, we rest like God rests. We honor God by resting.
咁其实另一样就话，既然我系按住神嘅形象去做嘅时候，我都会好似佢咁样样，系进入呢个安息里边。
Because we remind ourselves.
因为我提醒翻我哋自己。
There's more to life, more to us than our work.
因为喺我嘅生命里边，除咗工作以外，我仲有生命上面其他嘅事系更加重要。
If you live for your work,
如果你就为你嘅工作而去生活嘅时候
again, ，workaholic culture, workaholic society presses upon us to do.
咁喺我哋今日嘅世界里边，一个工作狂嘅一个嘅观念系一直系加诸喺我哋身上嘅时候
，How are you gonna silence that inner voice in you?That murmur, that restlessness. How are you going to silence that?
咁你点样样同你喺你嘅内心里边一直不断向你去呼喊，叫你去翻工去做嘢？你点样将呢一切嘅声音去平息
？You know that conscience, that core of your being that says you better work harder. You better work harder. You're going to lose your job. Better work harder.
会不会其实在你的良知里面有一把声音一直说你要做好一点，你要翻多一点工，如果你就会没有工做，你就会很惨了。
It's in us.
这个在我们的内心里面好像植了根一样。
Speaks to us.
他一直去对我们去说话。
It says you're no good.
你说你是不好的。
Unless.
除非。
You work harder.
除非你勤力一点。
I work, don't get me wrong.You ought to work hard, right?
我哋要去勤力嘅工作
，but not at the expense of just living to work.
但唔系话我哋去为到我哋嘅工作而去生存。
Now, in all fairness, many of you are from a traditional culture, and you got a better handle on this than many of those who grew up in a Western culture like New York City.
好多喺傳統社會長大嘅人，同呢個喺紐約市長大嘅人有一啲嘅唔同。
Because what does the traditional culture tell you?
傳統嘅文化會同你講咩咧？
You work to help your family.
你做咁多嘢係為你嘅屋企。
To get the family ahead.
令到你嘅家庭可以引以為榮。
Right? It provides the necessary resources for you and your family.
咁你去為你嘅家人去提供佢生活。
It helps further your family in society.
亦都令到你嘅家族可以去出名。
But now you live in a culture, you're raising your kids in a culture that's very individualistic.
但是今天在紐約市這個社會是著重這個個人主義的。
That's constantly bombarding you.
不斷去跟你說。
We're saying, work, 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 prove yourself. Work, work, work. Get that resume sterling and startling.
他一直去跟你說就說你要做這麼多的事令到你的履歷表非常好看在人家的前面。
And you don't get that deep inner rest.
因為這樣的緣故你很難有真正的休息。
Because that deep inner rest is related to who you are.
因為在最後內心裡面告訴你聽究竟你是哪一個呢?
Because if you get your identity not from God,
因為你的如果你的身份你的自我不是從神而來的時候
but what you achieve in life,
你在人生裏面做到的成就
You're never going to get this inner rest. Never.
那你就不會真正拿到你的休息
Because the deep rest that enables you to put down your work and walk away from it.
因為最後就說你其實要放低你的工作在你的工作裏面去走出來
It's intertwined with who you are.
跟你究竟是哪一個你的自我有一個很深層面的關係
So it's an inner thing.
是一个内心的关系。
Again, restlessness, that's what we struggle with, and you know, it bothers us.
这个是我们在很多时候有一个问题，我们不能够去休息。
And it should bother you. And there's a reason it bothers you, the weariness.
也都为什么这个的疲累好像一直都是跟你是扯上关系。
Because you're going to die.
因为最后我们都会死了。
Without the deep inner rest of the Christ, you're going to die.
因为最后我们每人都会死了但你死了的时候有没有真正去信靠神在神里面拿到这个安息呢
No matter how good your work is, you're going to die.
无论你今天做的事几好都好有一天我们都会死亡。
No matter how well you do your work, you're going to die.
无论你今天做的事有几成功最终你都会死。
And unless you get rest from that, you're a slave to the social system you're attached to.
除非你在里面能够得到这个安息的时候其实我只是这个世界上面我在我工作上面的一个奴隶。
You're a slave to the expectations of others.
你可能只是其他人的期望里面的一个的奴隶。
Or you're a slave to your own ridiculous expectations.
或者你自己就将自己困在这个的困局里面。
Even
就算
if you're more influenced by traditional culture.
就算无论是哪一个文化跟你讲都好。
Which again, you have a leg up on a lot of people, a lot of us, you're still influenced because now you live in the workaholic culture. Of New York City.
我哋系住喺一个工作狂狂嘅世界里边。
Now that's the third kind of rest. You know,
有第三种嘅休息。
Remember the 11 verses, appearances of rest in Hebrews 4.
咁我头先讲话喺第四章里边有八次讲到安息，咁有第三种。
You know, and if you just have an English Bible or a Chinese Bible, you can actually if you read slowly.See the differences.
咁如果你好有心机，慢慢去睇呢节经文嘅时候，你睇到有另一种嘅安息。
Because the word rest is actually used deliberately in a different way in virtually every one of those verses.
咁你睇到其实每一节里边讲到嘅安息，每一个安息之间都有唔同嘅安息。
I'll bring you through two of them.
Verses 我系讲其中嘅两个。
Again, gotta look at it slowly, right?
我要好慢咁去睇。
For this good news that God has prepared this rest has been announced to us. just as it was to them, right, the Israelites. But it did them no good because they didn't share the faith of those who listened to God.
第三節他說因為有福音傳給我們讓權了他們一樣只是所聽見的道與他們無益因為他們沒有信心與所聽見的道調和
Verse 3 For only we who believe can enter his rest. As for the others, God said, In my anger I took an oath. They will never enter my rest, even though this rest has been ready since he made the world back to the creation, right?
咁喺第三節佢話, 但我們已經相信的人得以進入那安息, 正如神所說, 我在路中起誓說, 他們斷不可進入我的安息, 其實造物之功, 從創世以來, 已經成全了, 講到喺呢個創世嘅時候, 神已經俾咗我哋了。
Very good, Gil. Slide 6, please.
I look deep.
I'm working hard today. There's a deeper rest you can only get with digesting the gospel.
他說有一個更加深層面的安息就是當你去明白咀嚼了解神的福音 你就會得到
How do we know that? Verse 8
我怎麼知道呢? 我看看第八節
I'm going to read the NIV here. For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken later about another day.
在第八節他說若是約書亞已叫他們享了安息後來神不再提別的日子了
You see, the second generation got into the promised land. Joshua led them, right?
我們看到在這個抗疫之後的下一代的人進入到這個應許之地
They got their physical rest
他們得到了這個身體上的休息
They got the social justice, the social rest that they needed, right? Because they were slaves before
因為在之前他們是這個奴隸於是當他們進入到迦南地應許之地的時候在社會上他們得到公義得到他們的公平不再做這個奴隸
Now, if, again, the children of Israel, the children got into the promised land. They got the physical rest. They worked their own land now. They're not slaves.
所以說他們不再是人家的奴隸今天他們的工作他們的耕種是為自己的
But God continues to warn Israel
但神依然一直去警告這個以色列人
In places like Psalm 95 many years later
在很多年之後在這個詩篇第95篇裡面 他這樣說
That you and I
他說你和我,
and also the children of Israel, they could miss the deep rest they needed.
他說你和我好像以色列人那一代一樣,很多時候,我們都不曉得神的安息。
Because there's a rest beyond the physical, beyond the social.
他說因為有這個肉體的休息以外,還有一個更加深層面的一個安息。
And that deep rest, inner rest in Christ, only comes to you through believing, trusting the gospel.
他說這個更加內心裡面的安息是要從相信神的人而來
Now, how do you attain it?
What, what's such a struggle? 為什麼會有這麼多的掙扎呢?
Look at verses 12 and 13.
我看看第12、13節
These are very familiar verses to Christians.
很多基督徒都很熟悉这两节的经文。
But you don't read it in the context of where it appears. It appears in a passage that talks about rest.
很多时候有些人真的很喜欢这两段的经文,但忘记了看一下上文下理。
And look what these two verses say.
我看看这两节说什么。
For the word of God is alive and powerful, it is sharper than any sharpest two-edged sword. Cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow, it exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Verse 13, nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes, and he's the one to whom we are accountable.
在第12、13节说, 神的道是活泼的,是有功效的, 比一切两刃的剑更快, 甚至魂与灵, 骨节与骨髓都能刺入, 剖开, 连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
Well, just a picture. I don't know. Is there such a thing as a two-edged knife?
有没有世界上每一样东西叫做两刃的利剑呢？
Well, how do you clean a two-edged knife? You're going to get you cut your fingers so easily, right? Sharp, right? Two-edged sword, sharp.
咁你谂下一个两刃嘅利剑嘅时候，系非常之一个尖锐嘅剑。
The word of God is incredibly sharp。
佢讲到话神嘅话语都同样都系咁呢个嘅个咁利嘅尖锋。
What does that mean? It cuts down deep into you through everything else。
即系话可以去否入刺入人嘅内心里边。
Right, penetrates deep into the core of your being。
进入到你嘅内心里边嘅深处。
And it will get all the way down to the place where it will show you who you really are, what your motives are。
去将俾你自己睇到究竟。
It will reveal to you the real reason you do everything.
亦都俾佢睇到明白点解你要做一啲咁样做一啲咁嘅嘢。
That's why it makes us very uncomfortable. Verses 12 and 13. It's in a passage that just talked about rest. And then look at this. Look what it's saying.
点解无端端讲紧呢个安息，又会走咗去讲呢个两刃嘅利剑呢？
It says.You're defenseless against the word of God. It'll get deep into you.
即系话我哋喺神嘅话语嘅面前，我哋系唔可以躲避佢嘅说话。
In fact, Caleb, if you don't mind, if you go back to 13, it uses the word naked. It uncovers you.
佢话当你企喺神嘅面前嘅时候，你系好似完全嘅赤身露体。
That's referring to a spiritual nakedness.
是讲一个属灵上面在神面前的一个的赤身露体。
It means you can't hide from God.
你又不可以在神的面前可以躲避。
Uncovered, exposed.
将你所有的东西去展露出来。
And what an awful statement. In a passage to talk about rest.
咁同呢个嘅经文讲到休息安息有咩关系呢？
Anytime you read the Bible and things don't jive and things, God is trying to speak through that, right?
咁其实每一次我哋睇圣经嘅时候，佢都系神嘅话语想对我哋去说话。
That's why you can't just read the Word of God like the funnies or a newspaper, right? You gotta concentrate. You gotta read it carefully.
你睇神嘅话语要好小心去睇，唔好似你去睇报纸睇呢个嘅漫画书一样。
And connected to this whole idea of rest is the ordeal that you're gonna have to go through this to attain.This rest.
你去睇去呢一段经文，去令到你去知道点样样最终你能够得到呢一个嘅安息。
Here's what it's saying: You'll never get a deep inner rest that you need unless you come to grips with this experience, exposure, spiritual nakedness before God's word.
你唔会得到呢个安息，除非你真正去明白、去了解、咀嚼清楚神嘅话语讲咩嘢。
Because the word of God is sharp.
因为神嘅话语系尖锐嘅。
It will expose you.
将你嘅嘢系展示出嚟。
It will reveal to you.
将你嘅所有嘅嘢。
Who you really are.
讲咗俾你听，俾你自己睇到究竟最终你系边一个。
Again,the reason why the book of Hebrews is so hard, it keeps on referring back to the Old Testament.
希伯来书好多人嚟讲好难，因为成日都讲翻呢个旧约。
And again, it harkens back to Genesis.
就俾呢个嘅讲到呢个嘅创世记。
And I got it on slide 7 here. When you get back Genesis 3,
我翻翻去呢个嘅希伯呢个创世记第二章嘅时候
，we're told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden originally were naked.And it wasn't a problem to them.
我哋讲翻就话喺呢个伊甸园嘅时候，阿当同夏娃本来系赤身露体，但系佢从来都唔会为到呢样嘢感到好尴尬。
It says they were naked and unashamed. It says that clearly in Genesis 2.
喺呢个嘅创世记第二章里边，好清楚咁讲到话，佢两个人系赤身露体，并不羞耻。
They knew each other to the core of their being. God knew them to the core of their being. They were naked and they weren't they didn't feel threatened.
他講到神好了解到佢哋，佢兩個人之間亦都明白對方，對方係赤身露體，唔覺得羞恥。
Now why is that so?
點解咧？
Because they were at rest. They had the inner rest, the deep inner rest.
因為喺內心裏邊有呢個真正嘅安息。
They knew who they were and they were content.
佢哋知道佢自己係邊個，亦都係滿足於自己係邊一個。
They saw who they were and it was good.
佢知道自己邊一個，亦都知道自己喺神嘅面前係好嘅。
And so they had prior to sin a deep inner rest that they needed because they communed with God.
喺佢哋犯罪之前，佢同神有一个好好嘅沟通，因为咁嘅缘故，纵然赤身露体，佢唔觉得羞耻，亦都有呢个内在嘅安息。
But if you just turn that page to Genesis 3,
但系你如果揭去呢个嘅创世纪第三章嘅时候，
and the minute they rebelled against God, that rest crumbled.
咁就睇到就話喺佢哋啱啱犯罪嗰一刻，佢哋就發現自己係赤身露體，覺得羞恥。
When Adam and Eve said, I know better than God.
當夏娃話：我比神更加好。
And they disobeyed God. Again, he just said, don't eat from the one tree in the middle of the garden. You can eat from every other tree in the garden, only the one in the middle, because I'm God.
神話：你喺呢个园中每一棵树，你可以吃，除咗园中嘅中间嗰棵树嘅里边嘅果子，你唔可以吃嘅时候。
Once that happened, disobedience, restlessness, inner murmur, core of your being, you're no good.
咁当佢一犯罪，佢哋就再揾唔到呢个内里嘅安息，喺内里边亦都一直有一个声音喺度缠绕佢哋。
The minute we decided, I'm my own master, I'm my own Lord. That's what happened.
当你自己嗰刻，你同你自己讲，我系我自己嘅主人，我要决定一切嘅时候，呢个声音就会开始。
And to this day, we suppress that. We suppress that truth.
由今我一刻开始，我一直想去压制呢一个嘅声音。
Because the truth of the matter is, we're unfit to be our own master and our own Lord. You're incapable of that. You don't qualify for that job. And as a result,
you see,
deep down in you, just like Adam and Eve, now, after the fall, you have a sense of inadequacy in you.
所以在之后，我们就有他们一样的问题。
You can deny it all you want.
你可以不承认这一切。
Paul spells it out in the New Testament in Romans. You suppress it. You suppress that truth.
保罗在罗马书说，你自己想去埋藏了这个真理。
Whether you're conscious of that truth or not, deep down in you, you know. You know you have a sense of not being acceptable.
你喺你嘅内里好清楚知道，你其实系唔受、唔被接纳。
That's spiritual nakedness.
呢个就系呢个嘅属灵上边嘅赤身露体。
And you know what that brings? Being ashamed.
又结果系咩咧？就将呢个羞耻带到你自己上边。
That's why you got to recognize and see you need this deep inner rest.
你同我都需要呢个内心里边嘅休息。
You got to acknowledge you're not spiritually okay. You're not.
你要去承认喺属灵上边你嘅需要。
If you don't acknowledge that, you're on the road to self-destruction.
当你唔系咁做嘅时候，你只会慢慢嘅自我毁灭。
Because you'll keep saying to yourself, I have to do something to prove I'm okay. I have to, I have to, I have to.
你话我要去证明我自己系边个，我需要咁做。
I have to do something to cover the shame.
我要做一啲嘢去将我嘅呢个嘅羞耻去遮掩佢。
I have to assure myself, I have to assure others I'm okay.
我要俾人俾自己睇到，我系搞得掂。
And you won't understand yourself. You won't understand the drivenness, the unrest that grips you.
但你唔会去明白到喺其实内心里边有一啲嘢系推使你去咁样做。
has to be revealed to you by God.
是唯有神将这样东西向你揭示出来。
You have to see it as what it is, an ordeal, a struggle within you.
你要看到就是在里面那个挣扎在哪里。
You know, part of the problem when we try to proclaim Christ to the world, they say, you need a rational explanation for everything. That's what the world tells us. You need a rational explanation for everything.
当你要跟这个世界讲福音的时候，这个世界会说你要将这一切东西要很理性的去跟我解释。
And they would say, I don't believe in God. You know, I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in sin.
我不信这个有神，我不信有这个有地狱，我也不信有罪这样东西。
And you know what the world does? They said, there's no such thing as guilt. What are you talking about? That's for the eight, that's for way back then.
他说你讲到什么叫罪疚感，这些是很多世纪之前的东西。
So if you believe that,
如果你这样信的时候，
why are you still restless?
为什么你今日都仲系揾唔到你嘅休息咧
？Why is your conscience still gnawing at you? Why？
点解你嘅良知今日一直都仲系喺度系缠绕你咧
？Why is that little voice saying you're a coward? You're not loving enough。
点解你会觉得自己系一个懦夫，自己爱人系爱得唔够咧？
Because it's trying to tell you something。
因为想话一样嘢俾你听。
Something is wrong inside you. Something。Deep inside is wrong.
因为想话俾你听喺内里边有啲嘢系唔啱嘅。
And it whispers to your heart, and it says you're not acceptable.
系一直佢同你讲话，你系唔受，系唔被呢个接纳。
And so we rationalize away. We say it's a complex.
你话呢啲嘢好复杂嘅。
Or we try to rationalize. It's just oh my just my feelings.
可能呢个只系一个我自己咁样觉得啫。
And we say, oh, it's our parents' fault. They didn't raise me right. Or it's society that didn't treat me right.
可能是我父母的错，可能是这个社会的错。
But the reality is you can't get rid of it, no matter what excuse you make.
无论你做了多少的借口，其实你都不可以将这一样东西去拎走。
So you could say, I don't believe in sin. I don't believe in guilt. You could say that.
你又说我不信罪疚感，我不信有罪这一样东西。
But deep down inside, you know.Something's wrong.
但你好清楚知道终归究底里边有啲嘢系唔啱嘅。
And it's proven because you're covering up.
你只系将呢啲嘢去埋咗去啫。
Covering up the shame.
你想将你个呢个嘅羞耻去埋咗佢。
That's why some of us beat ourselves up.
点好多人刻意嘅刻待己身。
We hate.Ourselves.
很多人很不喜欢自己是哪一个。
And some of you are working yourselves to death.
或者有些人做事做到死为止。
You say, if I just get to this level, I'll be okay.
你说如果我能够去到这个层面那我就好好了。
And yet you're there.
你去到了。
And you say, it's not right still, I gotta go up higher.
你说我还要去高一点。
Why are you such a perfectionist?
点解突然间啲人咁专业咧
？What's behind all of that?
喺后边嘅系咩嘢咧
？It's the fig leaves. It's the shame.
系喺呢后边一个嘅羞耻。
And until you recognize you have deep inner restlessness that only the gospel can resolve，
只有呢个福音可以去解决你喺内里边嘅不安。同埋犯
錯，
咁你為如果唔係咁嘅時候，你只係一直去將呢樣嘢去埋咗佢。
Look at verse 10。
我睇
It's a great verse。
十節。
For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating.The world.
因为进入安息的乃是揭了自己的功，正如神揭了他的功一样。
I hope you enter God's rest.
我希望你可以进入到神的安息里面。
Because rest from your own efforts to justify yourself won't do.
因为只在你的努力的安息是不足够的。
And you enter his rest by looking at the cross.
当你要去进入这个安息的时候，你将这个注目放在这个十字架上面。
And you see there.One who was cut off from rest for you.
是那个去为到这个安息，去为你剖开自己的人。
Because Jesus was in hell for you.
因为耶稣基督要落到呢个位到你去落到呢个地狱。
He was thrown into absolute cosmic restlessness so you could enter his rest.
为到你嘅缘故，神去进入呢个嘅烦躁，进入呢个嘅唔稳定嘅里边。
That's what Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is about.
呢个就系耶稣基督喺十字架上面牺牲嘅原因。
He's cut off.
佢为你剖开。
Can come in to the household of God.
令到你可以进入到神嘅家嘅里边。
He's stripped naked so that you could be clothed in His righteousness.
佢将自己去赤身露体，好使你可以披戴到神嘅义。
And you hear those great words again from the cross. It is finished.
所以佢喺上面佢话成了。
The work's been done.
佢话一切已经完成咗。
The work of every human heart that you're trying to do has been done already.
佢为到人要做嘅事，佢已经完成咗。
Because Jesus' work is accepted by God the Father.
因为已经被天父所去接纳。
And Jesus is telling you today, I've done what you have failed to do.
我做咗你唔能够去做嘅事。
So how can you lay down your work and walk away from it and be satisfied?
你今日点样样去揭咗你嘅功，而你可以去好满足嘅行开咧？
How can you be absolutely sure of who you are?
你点可以清楚知道你系边一个咧？
Christians know that they're delighted.And the only set of eyes in the universe to which you have to give an account to.
因为好基督徒好清楚知道，佢今日系要交账嘅，系向边一个去交账。
Did you see that in the text, the last verse 13?
你睇13节里边睇唔睇到咧
？That last phrase, he's the one to whom you have to give an account to.The only eyes in the universe.
佢第十三节讲到话，唯有只系嗰一个系基督徒喺呢个世上要真正向佢交账嘅。
That's why it's so comforting to know. Jesus says in Matthew 11, this is the last slide, and I'm out of time. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I.Will give you rest.
所以喺呢个马太福音第十一章里边话，凡劳苦担重担嘅人都可以到我这里来。
See, that's your only recourse.
呢个系你唯一嘅方法。
And if you need further explanation of that, please see me or please see Pastor Thomas.
如果你有唔明白嘅，可以揾我揾麦牧师。
Or ask any Christian.
任何一个嘅基督徒。
Because those who are following Christ know they have that inner rest in them.
因为喺你里边就有呢个真正嘅安息。
Father, thank you for your word.
主啊，我感谢你嘅话语。
Yes, it does make us uncomfortable at times, as it is a sharp two-edged sword.
佢话你嘅话语好似呢个两刃嘅利剑一样。
But it's a reason why it goes down to the core of our being.
系进入到我人内心嘅深处。
Because it helps reveal to us our folly.
去将我哋自己对你嘅离弃去揭示出嚟。
The foolishness to think we know better than you。
有啲我哋好傻嘅谂法，觉得我系比你好。
That what you say doesn't matter。
觉得你所讲嘅嘢系唔重要。
Oh Lord, soften our hearts。
主啊，求你去软化我哋嘅心。
Help us to experience and to know this deep inner rest in Jesus Christ。
去经历喺耶稣基督。
And we'll be able to rejoice。
好使我哋可以去喜乐。
And commune with you and others。
去与你与其他人一齐有沟通。
Oh Lord,
主啊
，help us
帮助我哋。
To realize that today.
去帮助我哋今日有安息。
And you'll be glorified when many have this inner peace.
当好多人系佢得到内里嘅安息嘅时候，可以荣耀你嘅名。
And we ask that in the name of Jesus.
我系奉主耶稣基督名义求。
Amen.